How y'all doing?
Love Talk Radio.
Together, we're stationed in different posts, and when we come together,
We all serve the one God.
Woo!
One, I'm telling you. So it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, and we call it hashtag doing life. Okay? So most people get caught up and they can't do nothing but be at their church. We are the church in America.
Yes.
We are.
That's
the church
right.
is the cosmos, the building,
yes.
the attributes of how the building looks. But when we leave the church,
right.
the Holy Ghost leaves.
Woo!
Because the Holy Ghost is in us.
That's
yes.
right.
Right?
Yes.
And when
yes.
we return, the Spirit of God.
God
is good. We just want to be about our Father's business today. And we want to talk about these amazing topics that we have. And we just want you guys to feel free to engage
yes.
with us today.
Yes.
But we want to say good morning from the mansion on Clark Road.
Yes.
Good morning. Yes. 2700 West. Which is the marketplace of the community in the DFW area. We have so many things going on here at the Mansion on Park Row. So today we are representing V-Bay by Design with Miss Kenya Fancher. V-Bay! Yes! So Kenya has so much going on in her workplace.
Yes.
She does fitness, I think she got yoga coming up in a new set setting. You know, she has new people coming in. So this is a
she
new
has
season.
Classes, too. Classes for
everything.
Everything. All kinds of dancing. Yeah.
Right. So these ain't means just get to move it.
Yeah.
Get to move it, buddy.
Work on
good. Yeah, we got to get in shape.
Right.
We got some babies to play.
That's
okay. Right. Yeah. And good morning, Ralph. Ralph, she is our very own LMT, licensed massage therapist, working out America as a mansion.
Oh, yes.
So she is on board. You guys are looking for some holiday specials and massages
yes.
and couple stuff. Y'all know how we do it. Come on down, get your gift card, and just come get on the table.
Yes.
She is ready and to get this party started. Yes.
You can make some pedicure, manicure,
so she is the CEO there at the salon there. We just salute Jasmine this morning and Miss Jennifer Franklin. They get down there working it up. So we just want to say, send our shout out to the Mansion on Clark Road because we have some amazing women of God and men of God that have come in and out of this marketplace.
Yes.
And we just want to say, come and get everything that you need here. And mostly, the most amazing thing that you're going to find is Jesus. Mostly, we are here at our Mornings at the Mansion show. That's what we're going on right now. And we have an amazing topic today called Think Wrong, Live Wrong. Because that's so true.
Yes.
It's all about the mindset, America. So we're so excited because guess what? The Bible speaks often about the power of the mind and our thoughts. Our minds are powerful. They really are. And our thoughts shape who we are and will become. So you better know that. Because a lot of people, you know, that's the thing. I used to love it when we would hear the commercials that I think it was the NAACP. I don't know who it was, but anyway. A mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Yeah.
It really is. So good morning, Jamie Hyatt. I know that you are a new grandmother again this week. I saw that beautiful baby on Facebook this weekend. So congratulations on Grandma Time 2 in this 1 year. The year haven't even turned over to 2019 yet. So congratulations to you, and I know you're going to be the greatest grandma, only back that the world has to see. So congratulations to you and your sons today. So we want to honor God in our Romans 12:2 this morning. Laura, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Did you say good morning?
Oh, you need to.
Yes. Did you say good morning?
No, I didn't.
Which is
love, and is saved.
Hallelujah.
No os conformes a este siglo, sino transformes por medio de la renovación de nuestro entendimiento para que comprobéis cuál sea la buena voluntad de Dios, agradable y perfecta.
Hallelujah. The word of the Lord in King James Version reads, and be not conformed of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect in the will of God. So, isn't that beautiful? So, come on, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just say that a lot of people think Christ is the Lord.
Come on,
but they're running into situations, problems. And I'm diligently seek this answer, and God showed me Romans 12 too. And it's been part of, we all know Jesus Christ. It's hardly found anyone that doesn't know Jesus Christ and who he is and what he's done. But the difference is between the people who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and people who are allowing the renewing of their mind. Be allowed the renewing of, be transformed.
Come on.
Okay, be or not to be. To be something, you have to strive for, you have to achieve. And the renewing of the mind is right after you accept Christ, you have to renew your mind. If you don't renew your mind, you fall back in the same habit. And I fell victim of that too the first year of my walk with the Lord. And the most important thing is we have to renew our minds. We have to be transformed to know the perfect will of God. His perfect will for all of us, regardless of whoever's listening, is to have the mind of Christ.
Come on now.
The mind is important. Until you allow the transforming of your mind, and that completes as well. You're just a person who knows Jesus Christ, but you're not walking in the fullness.
Come on now. That's it right there.
You want the fullness of God, you must transform your mind, and you'll know what God's calling you to.
Amen. Because when you tap into that, you tap into the thing that's the deal. We all come out of the mind of God.
Mm-hmm.
We come from eternity, okay? And then that's where we're going to go back to is eternity. We're going to go back with God. So if we come out of the mind of God, we came out of him, then we are him. You know, and a lot of people say, well, nobody's perfect. But but the word of God says here that what is good is acceptable and perfect.
Yes.
So when you are in Christ and he in you, you're perfect.
Yes.
Because you're living right?
Yeah.
And you're thinking right, because when you think wrong, you live wrong. So the opposite of that is when you think right, you live right. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's something in between. And you know, the word tells us that we don't have room to compromise. You know, let this man in you. We also have the mind in Christ. So the only way to get there is you got to seek the Father. You got to seek him daily. Because that flesh trying to rise back up. Williams of the Most High God.
Amen.
So listen, that's what creates the balance. Okay, because if you're not rooted and grounded in the right mindset, the enemy will come and he will just blow on you. And then people get, oh, what the devil doing? We get so caught up and we don't know what the devil's doing. You know, and when the first wind blows, that's why I say you build your house, which is your mind, your body, everything on the rock, which is Jesus. And then we have to also, a lot of times we have to put in the Bible, like Peter. He said, I will build my church on the rock, which was Peter.
Yeah.
Well, Peter gone. So now we're here. And so we have to allow the Holy Spirit to build on us, which we now can be the rock.
Yeah,
because we're built on the rock, which is, and everything starts in the mind. That's what I love about doing it. On the battlefield, I think the devil got to be zero, you just got God. Yeah, because you know your mind, then you just, that's how we become the puppets.
Yes.
Because we'd be like, I don't know how, I can't believe I said this, because you ain't got no renewed mind. You just know Christ. No, really.
Yeah.
So we really got to get serious about this walk. you know, because and knowing that that's how we get caught up in the traps of the enemy,
right.
Because he starts to attack us in our mind. Then he starts secluding you.
So if he's just in the place where you're standing,
and tell you they don't understand you. Yeah.
Again, he has to transform, get out of this world. There's a lot of things from the
and it's difficult. But the Word of God will prove what God's perfect will is for our lives, and he'll show us, and we'll stay away from the nightclubs, the strip clubs, the ballrooms, the tailgate parties, whatever
the
it may be.
People.
Yeah.
There's some
negative
people out there.
That's so true. That's so true. And I love it, it's the Word of God, because when you get into it, it's the living Word. It's living and breathing and moving.
Yes.
And every time you open your Bible, it's going to be different. The same Word is going to be different for you. And it's called the revelatory knowledge of God. See, that's something that, and I'm not knocking, I'm sorry, no room there. I'm not knocking going to seminary schools or any of that. But a lot of people go to those schools, and then they come out with no power.
Yeah.
They got a lot of knowledge. Yeah.
No heart.
But they
have no heart. No
revelation. And knowledge.
Yeah.
No revelation. Go with it. You know, you can read one verse in the Bible. If you go out and do it, you're better than a man that graduated 4 years of
college. Come on now. That's all we're saying.
You need to do as it were. And it's important. And the most important thing I can tell us is the fact that we are active in the renewing of mind. God wants us to want it.
Yeah.
And we prove that by getting into the Word, studying, watching seminars, watching blog, radio shows.
Come on,
getting involved behind the life hunger of the Word. You have to focus it. You have to want it. Wow. Once you get a taste of it, it's like anything. You get a taste of it, you're more. And I just, I want more.
When you fall in love with the King of Kings and the Lord, if you have that intimacy, you want more. It's like you'll be like, yesterday's gone, more today I'm in England.
That's it.
You know, it's just like every day, you know. That's why I look forward being connected with all my familia. I could say we're going to join. I would say, what's going on at Crosswalk? Morning, Pastor Bobby. What's going on at Crosswalk? What's going on at King's Head Worship Center? What's going on? You know, this is different days that we come together and connect. And I mean, let me tell you, it's so much to learn. That's why I would say learning and growing. I'm a student every day, and it's new revelations every day in scriptures and words. And just love letters, and I love it because the more hungry you get for him, the more you seek him, the more you're going to find him. And that's the only thing that's going to get us through every trial and tribulation. That's the only thing that's going to give you peace, you know, that money can buy. And, you know, it's just like, you know. And so I get excited.
I do. That's why we are doing my time again. She's down high.
Family
Dollar. in Canada. So we have, and we're so grateful for this international ministry through our Facebook Live. And I tell you, when you can, you know, be connected to people, because I met Melissa and Brad, and we went to Washington, listening to us. So we got to be curious about this walk, you know, like connecting with people, because it's not about us. It's about, you know, shifting atmospheres. But you got to have the right mind to do that.
And I love when Rick was talking about this morning, you know,
He was saying, you know, he wasn't ready for this, and I said it to you. You know, I could say it. I could say it to America. Good morning, Dr. Linda Anderson, daughter of the Most High God. Yes! So we got to get out of ourselves. We got, you know, because God is called, he's depending on us to, you know, be the light of the world.
Yes.
And the
yes.
salt of the earth. Yes.
Yes.
Get your flavor back.
Yes.
And the way to do that is get into the Word of God. Surrender. We got to yield to the Holy Spirit. You know, not my will, Lord, but thy will. You know, God is calling us. So we have to.
Well, the spirit of fear is of the devil, obviously.
Come on, tell him.
Our
truth.
Power is from the Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
So the devil's trying to put up fear on us. But God gives us the spirit of power, the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And it's our mind. And our mind is challenged. When we are walking in the spirit, the Holy Spirit, how can we have fear?
Come on.
How could you have fear? You may, they know they don't feel the Holy Spirit. They both feel the Holy Spirit. You need to get your faith up. You need to get on your knees and pray to the Lord. What are you dealing with? Be anxious for nothing.
Nothing.
Okay? All through prayer and supplication. So,
come on now.
What do you think? When you feel something being right, be transformed. You have to, it's like exercising. You want to, you know, have a six pack and.
Like the Phoenix Chapel was all give up. I said, just complete. She goes, but I feel bad because I'm not being honest with her. And she's telling me, I think Jesus Memorial. And I can't stop.
Wow.
And then I told her, you know what, we're going to pray for your mom. And we exchanged numbers.
That is so
and
awesome.
I find her scripture, and I'm praying for her. Her name is Lynn. Lynn, so y'all keep her in prayer. But she's hungry. She's hungry for the word of God. And I mean, I'm telling you, there's people everywhere.
But listen, Laura, the difference between me and all of that, and I'm going to hear that as well. Facebook, listeners, and family. You heard God first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the more you spend time with him, the more you know him. And it is, like Edward said, it's a still voice, but it's so powerful at the same time. So you heard him say, this is, you know, whatever he told you to do, that's what, to open that atmosphere. It will help you get you, but that's the attribute. That's the character in him. Because he sees us where we're going, you know, and we are beautiful to him. So as you begin to love on her, to see love, come on now, and to begin to love on her, you know, and it was like liquid love, because I'm sure because it transitioned her mindset right then and there. Because she was in a battle.
She was coming to the table.
Can you imagine? So when God says, I mean, and you know what, God don't need nothing from us but our obedience.
That's right.
Because it's better than sacrifice and anything else, money, all that. I'm obedient. And that moment is the moment. The transition to meet another believer. She don't know.
Yes. nuestros corazones. Y eso es Corintios 2, que dice en el verso 5. Derribando argumentos y toda altivez que se levanta contra el conocimiento de Dios, llevando cautivos todos pensamientos a la obediencia de Cristo.
So I want y'all to know that because this is so powerful. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, through our power, which is casting down imagination. And every high thing, that means we demolish arguments. Okay? Things that come against us and petitions. We really do. Because the pretension of that is that everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity, which means we take it captive, okay, of Christ to make it obedient to Christ, okay? So you got to bow down, Queen Kenzie. When? How are you this morning, beautiful? So listen, we have got to get serious about this. We always get in this place and say, man, I'm in a battle. You know, the battle is in the mind if you allow it to be. So when you take it captive and shut it down, that's called being warned. You're going to say, you know what? Really, the battle is already won. When we can be out winning trouble. If we're over there in the kitchen saying, I'm not going to do it, Lord, that, and you, I'm not ready for that. And I got to get myself right. You ain't going to never be right until you get with God. When you get with him, he will do what he, you know, what he said he would do. You know, so we got to know that this battle is already won.
It really is.
That's my answer.
And we waste our time doing that. So we're just trying to help somebody. We're just trying to encourage somebody. Because, listen, we got to get out of this place because we only get this one day. Now we're going to talk a little bit about this. You know, back, we were taught back then, which was not true, and I'm not calling nobody a liar, but when you get into the Word of God, the Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth. Okay. We hear about tomorrow's not promised. But in the Word of God, if it wasn't promised, he wouldn't be saying that. Don't worry about tomorrow. He tells us, which means it's going to be tomorrow.
That's right.
Now, until Christ comes, once he comes, that's a wrap. There is no more tomorrow. Because he has promised,
right?
Because he's on his way back, and he's on his way back now. Right now, okay? But we do have to get, you know, think about tomorrow, but we don't worry about it because the Word of God says it has enough worries of its own. But we're prepared for it, right? So we're going to be prepared for the next Tuesday Blog show. In between time, if Jesus comes, it won't be blah, right? Because Jesus is going to show up, and that's the real ultimate show. And you got to know that. So we do prepare for tomorrow, but we don't worry about it. Right? Because that's what God tells us, which means tomorrow is promised. So we got to know how, you know, a lot of times we got to really shift our mindset and know that we know that we know. Yes, it's so important. So, talk to America about that.
We have to take every thought captive for sure.
And it's probably
next to the last over the last year and a half, because especially when you're battling with addictions and things in this world. And I used to say, the thought gets in your mind, take it captive. I say, abort that thought. Get rid of it. Kick it out of your mind. Fill it with something quick. Even if you got to open the Bible, praise the Lord when you get a thought that you want to run into the strip club with a couple $100 in single dollar bills.
Come on, man.
Praise the Lord when you feel like going into the bar because you had a rough day and you want to have a drink and you're about to fall off the ledge and you've been sober for 5 years or something.
Wow.
And when you're cornered, you get scared.
Yeah.
You don't have that experience anymore. We have to go bounce these thoughts and ideas back. Sometimes the
The devil has got himself as the angel of light. You got to
know it. You better know it.
It may be good though, but it's not valid.
Come on now.
It may not be something you think. Yeah, well, hey, well, but, what do we do? You know, I just want to think it. We need feedback. It says a wise person teaches counsel.
That's right. That's right.
So we haven't done so much. We know the word of God. That's the part of it. Be transformed, be renewed, your mind. Allow it.
Yes.
Once you get the word in you, you're going to know what's right, what's wrong.
That's yes.
It's not okay. The devil lies and says, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Yes. Not if you suffer for 20, 30 years.
Come on,
yes. Alcohol. It's yes. Not okay. Yes. The devil, you don't want to throw it all on you. He's going to sprinkle it on you a little bit at a time, and it seems all right. Yeah. No.
That's right. You know, even in a relationship with people that are toxic, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I know.
In your life, and, you know, of course you love them. That's taking you to see the town. Who is that?
And that's the balance.
Love is balance. But it's a balance, you know, and that's when that little sister that is something, the same measure that you give, it shall be measured back. So if you're not getting back what you're putting in it, then you should.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you have to know that. And then a lot of people get off the press about the people that was not good for them. That's, you know, either gone on or you serving them or however the separation came. Then we get in a place and we get one problem.
Yeah,
you know, what are we doing? Yeah, perfect
love can't settle.
It does.
And if the devil's trying to bankrupt your love, you got a certain amount of love in you and you keep pouring out, but you don't get it done. You keep pouring in.
Come on,
and
man.
You would pour out. But the devil's trying to bankrupt you in your love account. Self-pity, pity party. You can't, God will never show up to a pity party. You can invite the Holy Ghost. You can invite God. Oh, man, he's never going to show up to a pity party. The devil and his cohorts, they're going to show up with pleasure. They're going to be walking in with more pity.
Yeah.
Like in the old days, people, you have a party, people are going in.
Yeah.
You're going to walk in with more pity. The demons are coming with more pity. Oh, they pat you on the back. Before you know, you're going to succumb to this.
Right.
You know, God is built more than overcomers.
Come on,
he loved us. But he loved us with more than overcomers.
Oh.
Over that, he loved us. And perfect love changed that.
It does. That's why you have to be ready and on fire. You can go into judgment.
Come on now. I'm in a place of God now.
Tercero, seré en la tierra. Gloria a Dios.
James Version, it reads, be still.
Edward, that's why you got
on. I can't
that's
know.
Why you got pulled in today, because you, I mean, you was out in this business.
Up in there. You got pulled over her.
Okay. It says, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in all the earth. So that's what's so amazing, because God is calling us into a place of power and meditation. And the only time to be in meditation is you got to be still.
Yeah.
So you feel like earlier.
Yes, yeah,
when you were talking about it, because it's so true, because the only way you're going to know about the people, you got to be somewhere and sit down and hear what God is telling you. Get in the face of God. Seek Him.
Yes.
I'm telling you, because a lot of times we
seek Him first.
Yes.
Not just
you
got to
seek Him first. Because a lot of times we start seeking God, and then somehow we roll over into thinking.
Thinking.
And that's when we're in trouble. Because if we come out of the place of seeking and start thinking, see, that's that infinite mind. That's the fleshly mind. But the mind of God is really our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So when we are meditating, Lord, just go on to Philippians 4:8 so we can make it all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
por los demás hermanos, todo lo que es verdadero, todos los honestos, todos los justos, todos los puros y todo lo amable, todo lo que es bueno, de buen nombre, si hay virtud alguna y algo digno de alabanza.
God is so amazing. His word tells us, and this is what I love about this anthem here. He says, finally!
Finally!
That's a real thing.
For
yes, finally! So out of all of that teaching, he finally arrived. And he says, now finally, out of all that, finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just,
yes,
and whatsoever things are pure.
Yes.
Whatsoever things are loving.
Oh, yeah.
And whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So we got to think on these things. So we got to make sure we are in right there, because wrong thinking produces wrong living. How we live in America. You know, God tells us that when we follow His word, which is the book of instructions before leaving earth, it really is. He tells us all about it.
Yes. Right,
that's what it's talking about right there. Taking everything into account.
Yes.
That's it. Taking everything into account. But taking the most lovely, taking the most important.
Come on now.
All these things of God. And not just think upon them, but meditate on them. Come on now. Meditate on them.
And we think on these things. We meditate on the Word of God. You know, and that begins to fill us with His amazing love. All these attributes of the kingdom, it really does. Because if we don't begin to get serious about how we think it and how we live it, I'm telling you, the world and the enemy will sift us like wheat. We start looking like the world.
Yeah.
We've got to set ourselves apart. You know, we really do, as the people of God, as the followers of Christ, which is Christians.
Yes.
Come on, man. We've got to get serious about what we're doing. If we take these false promises, and here's the big one, if we don't, they're going to take us cash.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we'll be like, I don't know how you.
See, that's what he do. That's his strategy.
Guess what, America? He don't have no new tricks.
Right.
He has the same ones he had in the garden. But what's different is he uses it to different people. That's what he uses.
It's different. People come in your life and say, you know, oh, you know what? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, remember, yeah. Bad company corrupts good men.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You might want to hook up and do this. Yeah, I need you all over your own real field. That's how we become the puppets.
Yes.
Because the puppet master, remember when you go to the puppet show, okay? And the people who love here,
you know, and then we have the man to take us to the
when you look at the depth of that, the puppets are not in control of what they say, how they move, what they do, and it's the big person over the top with all of these strings. That's what the enemy is after. He is after taking control of your mind, your movement, the way you think. You can still eat. If you're trying to fill up with some high blood pressure, we got to take control of every aspect of our life. Because let me tell you, the kingdom cannot use those 6 feet.
No.
We got to shift our mind. We got to take that stuff captive too. So eating right, walking, working out, drinking the right stuff, you know, putting the right things in our body. We really do. Because it all comes from our mind. Yeah. Because God can use us. You know, that's why when you go into places and you tell them people have been on the earth for 6 years, they tell you life. That's the truth. I'm just turning 25 now. And it's fair.
I'm 25.
Yeah.
But it's just the truth. You know, and only to glory God, which is a gift, right?
We on this earth, on a journey, like you always talk about, pilgrims passing through, and our ultimate destiny is back in eternity, where we came from. Because remember, we came out of the mind of God. We really did. You know, so God was, he created us. He know us. You know, and we're all different. That's what's amazing. We're all completely different. Even when twins are born, they don't have the same thing.
Right.
Come on, man. And that's just real talk. So we just want to be an encouragement to the body of Christ. We pray that you guys wrote all the scriptures down. Please share the video. Share it so that your friends can be encouraged by the Spirit of God. And that, because it's not us. You know, we just want to be obedient. And we thank God for a great new Trinity. That's what Jesus said. Yeah, like we don't know how many of those children we're going to get rid of because he's doing charity. He's the man of God. He has the kingdom agenda at hand, right? But in his, you know, little detour, he makes a little drive by the mansion. And, because we only got a few things with them.